that while the NCA was not a part to the SUBA contract, which was between SUBA and the GRA, it was bound to use their services even where it did not need or require it and was obliged to pay for it. There is copious correspondence of NCA displeasure with this arrangement, which was ignored. Mr. Speaker, without independent comparison of the call data records with data actually gathered from the monitoring of traffic in real time, it is impossible to ensure the accuracy of declared traffic volumes. If traffic is not monitored in real time, the only source of capturing traffic volumes would be from the MNO service, CDRs, and that could be manipulated, as there is no guarantee that they haven't been tampered with in the absence of the control mechanism of electronic real-time data capture. Up until now, there has not been any real-time capturing of traffic volumes either by GVG, SUBA, or AfriWave Ghana Limited. Mr. Speaker, since traffic was never monitored in real time, these companies collected the data from the same servers as the NCA verification team. And so, inevitably, the monthly traffic data collated by the NCA from the network operators for free was substantially the same as the data presented by SUBA and AfriWave, for which the latter companies were paid approximately $2.6 million per month. Mr. Speaker, we were in effect paying for no work done. This was the situation the MPP government inherited, and it clearly could not continue. Mr. Speaker,
the Minister of Communications, Mrs. Sula Owusu-Ekufo.